You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Well, you got to figure that life just doesn't get any better than it was for Harry Shearer yesterday, okay? Big story bearing down in his hometown of New Orleans. He's safe out of harm's way in Southern California, watching the news media talking about his town, talking about Hurricane Gustav, the news media that he loves to parody on his wildly popular show, Le Show. Harry Shearer, actor, comedian, voices of all of The Simpsons, star of the Christopher Guest movies. Harry joins us now. Harry, how did your neighborhood do there in New Orleans?
Here's what a thrill it was yesterday, John. I was actually able to watch a German news feed but in the middle of the afternoon. The reporter was standing about a half a block from where we live in the quarter, and I could point to my wife and say, "Our street's dry. There's no debris. We're cool." So that was sort of direct information, but. I have to say, it wasn't a really lovely day. Everybody in or from New Orleans shared this dread that the Corps of Engineers, which let us down once before and has been in charge of the repairs for the last 3 years, might well let us down again. And everybody also remembers 3 years ago when there was a breath taken after the hurricane passed and people thought we dodged a bullet, only to find out that the levee system built by the Corps of Engineers over the last four decades had catastrophically failed.
Didn't the mayor actually say
it wasn't really possible to relax until late in the evening?
Didn't the mayor actually say? Didn't Mayor Nagin say we dodged a bullet the day after Katrina?
Yeah, well, that was that was back when people cared what Mayor Nagin said, and it was also the way everybody in the city felt.
So, mother of all storms didn't impress you leading up to the storm.
Well, you have to, that was the first time Mayor Nagin came back under the international spotlight since Chocolate City. But in New Orleans, I've been fond of saying recently that the good news is we don't labor under the illusion of leadership. Now the good news is we don't labor under the illusion that the mayor is even clean. There's been a scandal erupting in the last 3 to 4 weeks over a program that was designed to help poor and old people gut and clean their homes after Katrina. It used federal funds to do so, and a TV and newspaper investigation has found that many of the homes that were billed for gutting and cleaning were never gutted and cleaned. Many were demolished instead, and the second leading contractor under that contract was, drumroll please, the mayor's brother-in-law.
Hmm. Well, on Le Show, you are a strident critic of FEMA and the Bush administration in the wake of Katrina and the local politicians there in New Orleans. And, we do take a breath today. You're right to say that the jury is still out on whether the levee system is going to hold for any significant time period during this hurricane season. Yet, it must have been relatively entertaining to watch Geraldo Rivera wandering around with an anemometer in his hand, the wind speed indicator. Come on. You live for that sort of thing.
It's always interesting to watch Geraldo Rivera with anything in his hand. I have to say, though, some of my favorite things were, the fact that both CNN and NBC announced with great fanfare after Katrina they were setting up New Orleans news bureaus to keep, coverage of the Gulf alive. And you could search in vain yesterday for the so-called bureau chiefs of either bureau on the coverage on CNN and NBC. Everybody was flown in from outside. So you had the usual spectacle of people standing 2 miles away from the French Quarter saying, "I am in the French Quarter," or, nobody knows the geography down there. It's hard even for the locals. And my other favorite moment was on MSNBC mid-afternoon when an official from the Army Corps of Engineers actually said that the city is built under sea level, when the latest study from Tulane University, which was widely reported, indicates that more than half of the populated area of New Orleans is at or above sea level. Now, if the Corps of Engineers doesn't even know the elevation of the city, that's why you can't take a breath.
Well,
Harry, to be fair to CNN, they did have Sean Caleb and Susan Rogin, both who live in New Orleans. But to your bigger point about how much has been covered as to what followed in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Was it the way it's been covered or just the absolute lack of the coverage that disturbs
No,
you?
No, the way it's been covered, most people in this country still believe that Katrina was a natural disaster. The flooding happened because, ooh, the big one came. Well, Katrina, when it got to New Orleans, was a weak Category 2 or a strong Category 1, according to the National Hurricane Center. And most people don't realize that the flooding occurred because of a catastrophically bad job done by the Army mm-hmm. Corps of Engineers in building that levee and flood wall system. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not my conclusion. That's a conclusion of three independent engineering studies that were done after Katrina. And finally, after 9 months of denying it, 9 months we could have used in having them rebuild the system, the Corps came out with its own report in June of 2006 saying, yeah, you're right, guys.
Well, let's shift gears for a second. I mean, the timing of Gustav has certainly transformed the Republican National Convention, and we've just had the Democratic National Convention. Would you mm-hmm. care to do a compare and contrast of the entertainment value of either of these conventions? Obviously, we have much of the Republican convention to go yet.
Well, I thought the main entertainment value of the Democratic convention for me consisted of, would the Clintons ever get off the stage? I mean, they basically hijacked two nights of the convention. People that I was talking to were wondering, you know, wasn't it really logistically possible for Bill and Hillary to speak on the same night? No, really, they had to take two. And then, you know, the spectacular stagecraft of the fourth night, and as good as that speech was, and I think even Pat Buchanan was in the position of saying, that's the most magnificent speech, political speech I've heard in my lifetime, it still was playing defense. And Barack Obama is a good enough basketball player to know you have to take some shots, too. As for the Republican convention, I think, you know, just Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin.
She's keeping her baby. She's keeping her baby, Harry.
Yeah, she's keeping her grandkid, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So Bush speaking by satellite, does that interest you at all?
Yeah, it does for a couple of reasons.
Because you're going to record the feed, right, and use it on your show.
That was quite a chuckle there, yeah. Harry, I might add.
Yes, it was. It was
evil.
Mephistophelian.
Yep.
But it amazes me that the hurricane and the possible disaster afforded the Republicans and the McCain campaign the easy out of not having President Bush speak at his convention, and yet somehow the fates have contrived to link Bush and McCain on television, something that I would have thought the McCain campaign would have paid dearly to avoid.
Well, we're going to have our cake, and we're going to eat it, too, at the Republican National Convention. Harry Scheer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Harry Scheer, actor, comedian, host of Le Show, critic of the coverage of Katrina, and hometown resident of New Orleans.